The sun won't really go down, but it will be a little darker than normal on Monday when North America experiences its first total eclipse of the sun since 1979. South Jersey will only experience a partial eclipse of the sun, but noted Ventnor ophthalmologist and eye surgeon Dr. David Smith reminds us of the dangers of trying to observe the eclipse with the unprotected eye.
Parts of the sunlight are filtered, and the other rays are more dangerous to the retina than just normal sunlight. So that's what makes it more dangerous, especially in a partial eclipse, which is what we're going to get in South Jersey. The partial eclipse is more dangerous to the retina.
Many businesses, both local and online, have advertised glasses that supposedly will protect your eyes, but Dr. Smith reminds us to be sure that any glasses that you plan to use are certified.
Make sure that you have the right eye protection, and there's a lot of people out selling things now. Normal sunglasses are no good. Things that you would normally wear on the beach, they are not protective to the eye with a solar eclipse. The glasses that are recommended are by the American Astronomical Society, and they have a code on them called ISO, capital I, capital S, capital O, 12312-2. The glasses that work must have that code that meet the standard according to the American Astronomical Society. Anything else, you cannot be sure that it's protected.
Anything short of that could result in permanent damage to your eyes.
Cornea can get very irritated. The main problem with the eclipse and damage is that it can harm the retina, specifically the macula, which is the central part of the retina, which is responsible for our sharpest vision. So problems that affect the macula can make one legally blind. Most common cause of vision loss in our country in seniors is macular degeneration. So a solar burn to the macula causes devastating visual loss where you can't see the big E on the chart.
Your vision is priceless, and you should always be sure to protect it. But be especially careful on Monday during the first total North American eclipse in 38 years. For WOND News, I'm Carly Anoka.